This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. We head up the road this week to Downeyville, known these days for its northern gold country charm and the annual Downeyville Classic point-to-point mountain bike race, a 29-mile Gold Rush-era route from Sierra City to Downeyville. The names of long-gone mining camps near here, Cutthroat Bar, Hoodoo, and Rance Dodler, somehow say more about Gold Rush society than any history text. And stories were sometimes poorly told, such as the Gold Rush tale of Downeyville's Juanita, the first and only woman ever hanged in California. Downeyville is a tidy, brick and tin roof town squeezed into the cool canyon at the confluence of the Downey River and the Yuba's North Fork. The town may be sleepy these days with fewer than 300 year-round residents, but it was crazy in its heyday, the booming placer mining era initiated by William Downey and his multiracial crew. Nuggets weighing up to 25 pounds were panned here in Slug Canyon, so named according to local lore because gold just sat atop stream gravel like so many coins on a street. During the gold rush, Downeyville gained national notoriety for its spontaneous, whiskey-fueled sense of justice. In 1851, Juanita, a local dance hall girl, fatally stabbed a Scottish miner. In self-defense, she said, since he pressed his attentions on her. She was summarily convicted of her crime by a mob that had been celebrating day after drunken day, the 4th of July. Finally, a meaningful holiday for Californians who had won statehood just the year before. Even the governor was there, speechifying, in between parades and other pageantry, including miners reciting Shakespeare's Macbeth. The woman in question was not Juanita, however, a mining camp term for any woman of Mexican descent. Yes, racist. But Josefa Segovia, who lived in a small adobe with her common-law husband, Jose. Segovia is a key character in the new California opera Girls of the Golden West by John Adams and Peter Sellers, a counterpoint to Puccini's 1910 version, based on David Belasco's play Girl of the Golden West. Josefa Segovia's story is #MeToo, but all in caps. On the night in question, her husband, Jose, was dealing monte at a local gambling establishment. Joe Cannon, a popular Scottish miner, and his drunken companion started banging on doors all around town. When they got to Segovia's house, their intentions were clear, but she fought them off before they could assault her. Cannon returned later that night, some say to apologize, others to finish what he'd attempted before, but Segovia pulled out a Bowie knife and stabbed him to death. Everyone in camp who knew Segovia tried to defend her, along with some who didn't know her, including a San Francisco attorney and a doctor who declared her 3 months pregnant. But drunken mob justice was in a hurry. Segovia was sentenced to death by hanging, and 2 hours later she swung from a scaffold on the Jersey Bridge over the Yuba River. She was fearless as she climbed the gallows steps and said she would do the same thing again if so provoked. Josefa Segovia's gallows is long gone, but you'll find a plaque memorializing Juanita near the bridge. There is a gallows in town, though, in the trees near the jail yard of the Sierra County Courthouse, the state's only remaining original gallows, used for the first and last time in 1885, assembled with wooden pegs for complete portability and rescued from oblivion with help from the county sheriff and his Friends of the Gallows, seriously. The refurbished and restored Sierra County Sheriff's Gallows is now a state historic monument. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio. For photos and links, go to Up the Road on mynspr.org.